Hi there. This is again the man you married, the one you committed to spend your life with, who still wants to spend his life with you. And of course, there's that obedience to Christ thing, which apparently may not be relevant. I did do the next video for your dad. I don't think I was as clear. But it's on courage. You know, he might have to check the dictionary. I'll probably have to leave a link in the email, won't I? I don't think you have any idea what's happened to your husband. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up on you. I'm not giving up on our family. I'm not giving up on my efforts to proclaim well. That pro-life activist has gotten a lot further in what he does. And it's interesting. I had a delightful conversation 2 days ago, yesterday, whatever, on the misuse of the term pro-life. So it's something I have to abandon for a variety of reasons. I'm pondering trying to explain that. Because, anyway, long story. Obviously, I do subscribe to things like that little thing in Genesis about being fruitful and multiply, which obviously doesn't go over well. But I'm delighted that I have 9 kids walking the earth and that I'm married to the most precious woman walking the earth. I love you intensely. I'm not going to turn from you. I have some difficulties. I don't know why to press on. But in the grace of the Lord, I'm going to press on. Because I have hope. Do you have hope? I hope so. I want to talk to you. Dorothy Jane, I love you.